Hi, we are Julie and the Podcasters, Angie, Essie, Inga, and Lila, and today we're going to imagine what Julie and the Panthers would look like if it was a different genre. I'm Inga.
And I'm Lila.
I'm Angie.
And I'm Essie.
Okay, good. So, yeah, who wants to start? How are we going to do this? We did not plan as much as we usually do.
Okay, so when I thought of this idea, I was like, you know those YouTube videos who edit shows and, you know, they make it seem like different genres. So I said, like, that would be fun because I didn't see one of Julie and the Phantoms yet. So I was like, you know, let me drop this idea in the Discord before I forget, because I think of things and I just never jot it down. So like, let me type it real quick. And then that's how I thought of it. I didn't think elaboration. I didn't go that far. I wrote notes. I lost them. I'm going based off of memory. So I think we just go one by one because it would be less confusing. If you want me to go first, I'll try to remember my best of what I wrote last time before I lost my notes.
Yeah, sure. You can start.
Okay. I did horror genre because I was like, ghosts, let me be basic and go with the horror genre. But this horror genre, I'm putting my biases and my hatred aside and making Nick the main character. It's called The Haunting of Nick because guess what? He's the main character. So I was like, okay, we're going to make a horror movie, but it has to be somewhat related to the show. So let's decide if season 2 just became a horror movie. Or a horror series. So it would be focusing on Nick. Nick is the central character. So it's going to be him dealing with his possession. It's either going to be the haunting of Nick or the possession of Nick. I didn't really think of it, but it's Nick is the focal point of the movie. So it's going to be Nick battling with being possessed and also seeing a lot of ghosts around. And then this girl who he just suddenly had a crush on, she's dealing with ghosts. And he's just like, it's just very, very dark version, the dark version of the show, if you can imagine it. So I was thinking, but slowly over time, he'll become more ghost-like than human. So he has to start battling that. And then at the same time, I think who I decided he's going to tell, I think Carrie, because despite their on and off relationship, they're very close with each other. So I feel like Carrie would be in on his possession. He would like, I don't know, she would see it and he would tell her and she'd believe him for some reason, maybe because they've been close and she know he's not like typically not a liar. So Carrie would be in on it. And then Carrie notices that her dad is acting weird around Julie. And then Nick says, oh, I see Julie with ghosts. So I think she's evil. They think Julie's evil because she deals with ghosts, but they don't know. It's like Julie and the Phantoms is happening on one side and the other side of the veil, this horror movie is happening. So it could be like a dual thing. So he thinks Julie is like being corrupted by these three ghosts. And then Caleb hears his thoughts because he's inside and he starts feeding into that. He's like, yeah, she is bad. You need to get rid of her. And then Halak is like, okay, but I don't know why he's listening to the ghost that possessed him because let's face it, he's not smart. So he's doing what he thinks he could do best. Based off what he sees in the real world and what Carrie's dad is telling him and how he's reacting to everything, he's like, okay, we got to get rid of this. And then I'm trying to think what happened next. Nick starts realizing that she's not really acting as weird as him. And he starts realizing that she's not really possessed, but she's talking to the ghost. And then, I don't know, who did I say, realizes that he's possessed. Was it Luke? I think it's Luke, because Luke's already suspicious of Nick. And he's like, okay, Nick is acting even more weird than usual. And then when he figures out he's possessed, he doesn't initially go tell Julie, because of course we need conflict of interest in the movie, because it has to happen. So conflict of interest happens when Luke finds out that he's possessed by Caleb. But in his head, Luke is like, okay, Caleb is preoccupied, so he's not going to bother us anymore. But now we know he's with Nick all the time, so it's a win-win situation for him. He's like, yeah, so we don't have to deal with him if Nick is dealing with him all the time. But, and the plus side is we know where he is at all times, so we'll keep him over there for as long as we need. But and then Julie starts realizing that he's acting weird, and then Luke is acting even more weird about Nick. So she's like, okay, something's happening. But she can't piece it together because she probably doesn't know that possession is real. And then I'm trying to think. And then I feel like at the climax part is when Caleb starts taking over Nick's body. And then they're like, okay, we really have a situation. And then whoever saves the day in the end, I'm pretty sure it's going to be Carrie. I don't know if they're going to do exorcism. I don't remember how far I got in this movie. But what happens after that, he is purged of Caleb. And I'm so mad I lost my notes because this was really good. This was a really good idea. So that's basically what I remember from my notes from last week. If I find my notes, I'm going to drop them. It was very entertaining, sorry. But
I'm impressed that you have, that Nick is the main character. Very impressed.
Because I was like, I keep doing him dirty. I miss him. I miss hating on him. I miss talking about him. I'm his number one hater, but you know, haters are the motivators, to quote the people in 2012. So I was like, let me motivate him to be the main character. Even though I feel like all the male characters in my movie are evil. All of them. All of them. Luke was evil. Nick was, you know, he was just being used. Caleb was evil. So Julie just, I think Carrie, I said Carrie gets the ghost out. And then life goes back to normal, I guess. Back to Julie and the Phantom. Season 3 is just going to be regular season again. It's not going to be a horror season anymore.
I just love the fact that Luke finds out it's Nick and then he's like, okay, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, to me, in my head, he's like, okay with it. But I don't know if he tells the other boys or the other boys find out, where they find out and they tell Julie. I didn't get to that part, but I just wanted conflict of interest to happen. But yeah, he would find out and not do anything about it. He's like, well, he's taken care of, so it's not a problem anymore.
DC's not trying to dance with Julie anymore.
Exactly. He's busy.
You didn't. Did you mention Willie? Did I miss that you mentioned Willie or did you forget him?
No, I didn't mention Willie because I didn't know how to put him in. I was like, would Willie be by his side because Caleb's there? Or like, Willie be like avoiding him at all times because Caleb is also preoccupied with the possession? Or I don't know. Would he even bother telling Alex? Would he even know? I don't know. I have a lot of plot holes in this plot line. I didn't know how to fit him in because I was like, Luke is already being okay with possession. Or it would be, would Willie be okay with it too, since the person who owns his soul is not bothering him anymore? I don't know, but that's what I got.
Okay, any comments or should we just move on to the next one?
You can move on if you want.
Do you want to go next, Essie, or should I?
You know what, you can go next.
Okay. I picked a period drama because I don't know, it was the first one that came to mind. I like period dramas. And I don't have that many notes. Like, it's more like I thought about the setting, not really a plot. But yeah, I imagine it's like the late 19th century. So I don't know, 1880s, 1890s, something like that. I have no clue. Just a vague setting. And I figured in this case, Los Feliz isn't a school, but more like a music conservatory, where Julie and everybody else is, well, student isn't quite the right word, but who play music there, whatever. I'm not quite sure. I don't know enough about music for this. The boys still died and they're still ghosts. They just didn't die of hot dogs because I'm not sure if that was even a thing back then. Oh, by the way, which I sent you, but I kind of want to tell the listeners. I was in Salzburg last week and we visited the house where Mozart was born. And when I saw the information plaque about his death, I had to take a picture and send it to our Discord chat because he did not die of a hot dog or any kind of sausage or anything. He didn't even die of food poisoning. He died of a fever and nobody knows what caused it. So there are apparently theories that he was poisoned, but generally, no, he was not. He did not die by food, which I found it really funny to like stand in the middle of the birth house of Mozart and just be thinking about Juliet the Phantoms. But yeah, anyways, tangent aside, they still died from food, probably still street food, but I don't know. I didn't really go into that too much. And because obviously there can't be holograms in the 19th century, I figured Julie, or well, probably Kayla would just ask, did you use mirrors? And Julie would be like, yes, yes, it's like a magic show, but I could explain it, but it's really complicated to ruin the fact. Just clever mirror tricks, which, you know, is probably similarly unrealistic as holograms. But if everybody believes the hologram thing, they can believe the mirror thing. I'm not quite sure how it works, like if Julie actually found a recording of the boys that she could play so they would come back. As far as I know, like recordings and gramophones and stuff did exist, but they weren't very common yet. So I don't know. If not, then she just found cheap music and like kind of played a little bit and that's how they came. And otherwise, I'm just, they showed up. Who knows? Since going sleeveless in that period isn't really something that would be socially acceptable in any kind of way, especially not if it's like 25 years earlier than where it's playing now, because where it's set now, because obviously they died earlier. So I imagine that Luke just never wears an actual coat. He always only wears like a shirt and a waistcoat. So he always has like his shirt sleeves, which is not properly dressed. And so basically not okay to be in public like that, especially not in higher social classes, which would probably be the people they want to play for. They also definitely would not be playing rock or pop music, but I'm going to ignore that as well, because I don't know what they would be playing. What else do I have? oh, I thought about Tia Victoria. I guess in this case, she would probably realistically have moved in with the Molinas to help out after Rose died, because that period people didn't think that like a man couldn't take care of his kids alone. That's just that there needs to be a woman. How else would that ever work? And then in like going from there, she probably wouldn't be trying to convince them to move, but trying to convince Ray to remarry, which I don't like, but would be the more realistic thing for the period. I definitely still want in this period drama version, I still want an Alex and really love storyline, romance storyline, because why not? It existed always. We need that. It's fine. I'm not entirely sure. I mean, he wouldn't really be riding a skateboard, but I'm sure they can find something they can do together. You can still scream in museums. Museums existed back then. Carrie and Trevor are probably like the high social lights who like everybody wants to be invited by instead of actual stars. But, you know, what else do I have? I had something else. I just don't remember what it was. I had another idea, but it's gone now. So if anybody wants to comment, maybe it will come back to me.
Okay, period dramas to me are always classic. I would love a period drama. Just the way they talk, just the way the society was. If they could just have a, like Bridgerton, how they just had a dance in every episode. Let's have a dance every episode. Let's just party it up. I just need
exactly
it.
That's what I thought. Like all the dances, all the
and all the clothes.
They would just be balls. And that's awesome. And imagine all the awesome costumes. Imagine what Julie and Carrie and Flynn would be wearing in a period drama in like Victorian outfits. That would be awesome.
That'd be amazing. They probably own a tailor shop or something. I don't know, but then just the clothes is fantastic to me. I need it right now.
I think Reggie would really do well in like a period costume. He would be like a bit of a dandy. Well,
and it would work so well.
Well, Alex and Luke never really quite dress the way they're supposed to. Reggie is overdoing it a bit.
I feel like each of the boys would be a different social class, and they would just be friends regardless of that. I think that would play really well into the period drama. It would be nice to see.
I mean, becoming a famous musician was probably one of the few ways someone from a lower class could get into the higher class. So without just randomly having a lot of money. At that point, when the industrial age happened, then more people could move up just on the account of having money. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I would imagine like Luke is probably the lower class guy. And yeah, he would be the one like sending into thanks to the band.
How this would happen, but if there was a way to have like an actual episode of Julie and the Phantoms be like period drama theme, I would love that. I don't know how, but they have ghosts, so I feel like anything is possible, you know. So if they manage to be like an actual like period drama episode, I feel like that'd be very cool.
Maybe it's just like a theme party or like a masquerade ball or something.
Caleb would obviously have an underground club or something. He would always have a club. You know those clubs back in the day, they were fire. Only the
oh yeah, definitely.
That would be just so good. He would fit right in. I feel like Caleb fits in any generation, any time period. there's always a Caleb somewhere, and he would fit right in.
I feel like for the whole Willie and Alex storyline, I would kind of like a big class difference between them. Like, I don't know, Willie is in this case kind of like a servant to Caleb, and I don't know. I feel like that would be interesting.
It would definitely add to the whole forbidden love aspect, especially if they're from different classes.
I mean, it's a period drama. We need some drama.
Exactly. We need all the drama. Drama makes the world go round.
Okay. I guess I can go next. So my idea isn't very fleshed out at all. It came to me randomly, but I'm just going to... Okay. I did a dystopian theme, and I was thinking, so I'm still in the queue of the ghosts, but okay, this is how it's going to work. So basically, the story starts up the same way. You know, the guys, they really find, sees the guys, they realize that people can hear them when they play, and then at the assembly or whatever, they play and everybody hears them. And it's fine, right? That's totally cool. However, then they start to realize that whenever people hear them, more ghosts are kind of brought into the world, except this time all of these ghosts are like kind of related. So I was thinking either like it's ghosts that are the ancestors of people who hear them, or it's ghosts that the people who hear them like admire something. But it's all these historical figures that are being brought back, and some of these are like major historical figures. And what happens is that they find out that all of these ghosts, they can actually injure and kill people, but people can't kill them back. And so this starts happening, and they don't realize that it's the music situation until like far later on. Because at this point, all of these random like historical ghosts are here, and they're like killing people. And the only way to hurt the ghost back, which is kind of like I took from the zombie thing, is that you have to like basically kill them in the head, basically, like a zombie. But so that's what happens. And the boys are confused, and I was confused because they're like, why is music this thing? And then they realize that that's what Caleb has been doing. Because for years, Caleb has been kind of like building and playing music in an attempt to one day finally take over. And so he's been finding people that are related to like very bad figures in history, or that like very evil figures in history, so that all of these people figures are coming back. And obviously once they're back on Earth, they're like, oh, nobody can hurt us. I can hurt people. I'm just gonna kill a bunch of people, or I'm gonna cause chaos. So what happens is that the world basically becomes this like dystopian situation where there's ghosts everywhere, and you have to try to avoid the ghosts, and you have to also try to avoid hearing the music played by these ghosts, because Caleb's been going around playing music, because otherwise you don't know who might come back. And it's like, yes, there's good ghosts, but there's bad ghosts also, and all of them have like super abilities right now. Like, you just have to avoid it. And Judy and the guys get together, and they're like, okay, the world's like overrun, so now we have to find people who like the good historical figures are related to like very good historical figures who can help us fight them and who are actually like fighters and whatever. So they go around and they try to gather like all of these people and they try to play for them. So they're doing this and Caleb is doing this, and they're both trying to like gather all these good and evil ghosts to be able to defeat them, because they, now the world is kind of chaotic. And I don't really have a plan for after that. I just know that eventually they do manage to bring back like some very important historical figures, and also like people who they know can fight them, and they do manage to fight almost all the ghosts, and then they finally meet Caleb. And like, I don't have a plan, but I'm picturing like this very big intense like confrontation scene, you know, where they finally manage to beat him. I don't think they kill him. I just think that they capture him and they kind of put him away somewhere, you know. Maybe they take his soul and they put his soul in like some necklace or something, and they keep it like a jar, and they keep it far away. And then basically after that, they all the ghosts that he brought back, you know, they kind of have to bring them back to normal. So the ghosts start to disappear, kind of society starts to go back to normal, stuff like that. I hadn't really thought that far ahead. But yeah, that's my idea for the ghost dystopia.
I love this ghost dystopia. I've never seen anything like it before. I can't even remember something. Bringing ghosts back, to me, it's amazing. I never thought of something like that before. And with music too, A1.
I love the Caleb part of it. Like, that sounds very, very Caleb, that he's trying to bring back evil ghosts to take over the world. That's like, that makes so much sense. That's awesome.
Oh my God, I just thought of something. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I love conflict of interest. Julie has a dead mom. Her ghosts come back. They want to get rid of the ghost, but she doesn't want to get rid of her mom.
That's true. That's so great.
These ideas are so good.
That's so good. Honestly, yeah.
And that can cause another issue if they're trying to get rid of all ghosts. What about the boys? Are they gonna go? Yeah. Are they gonna stay?
I feel like this is gonna be a cry fest. We're gonna be crying because we know she's gonna have to get rid of all the ghosts to get rid of the bad ones.
And like,
we have to bring them back though. There has to be some way.
There has to be a way.
And I mean, the point even that they cannot play music unless like in very specific situations, that's going to kill basically all four of them.
That's intense. That's intense.
How often are they accidentally going to start the jam session and they're just like, oh, wait, we're not supposed to rest, and bring back another ghost?
Yeah, they're going to have to play it like in places where they know that like nobody is around, because otherwise they don't know who's going to come back and stuff. Dystopia.
I love it. Yeah, I want to watch that.
Me too.
Me too. God,
so bad.
I'm considering writing like a fic about it now, because
Write it, dude.
Need it.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool though, because like at first I was like, I don't know, I kind of want to make them zombies instead, but I'm like, what if they were ghosts, you know? Because I feel like we don't really have a lot of stories about like ghosts being the issue, but I feel like that'd be kind of cool if like that's the problem that was happening.
Yeah, that's great. It's really, really interesting. Like the whole conflict, like in zombie movies or shows, it's always like a loved one turned into a zombie and you have to take care of the zombie loved one. And in this case, but you know, the zombie isn't actually them anymore. They just look like them. In that case, they are still your loved ones. They're just ghosts, and they might have been turned evil by the other evil ghosts, but you still have to get rid of them. That's even more heartbreaking.
Everything about this is just... I feel like I would cry a lot, but I would be so invested and I would just want to see what's next. And like, I would want a happy ending though, but honestly, I would cry a lot to get there, you know? It's that kind of stories where you like suffer a lot
Yeah, I feel like there would be like a happy ending, at least in the case of the boys. The boys aren't going to be gone forever. Like, somehow they'll come back later. But in the case of like stuff like, yeah, Judy's going to have to say bye to her mom and stuff. So like, there are going to be like sad situations. Hopefully it's kind of like the ending where it's like, it's still happy, but it's also kind of sad. I keep thinking of Maze Runner. It's just something that's like, yeah, it's still happy, but also it's like very, very, a lot of sad moments to get.
Yeah, we're going to bring the dystopian genre back with this.
I need it back. That era when it was like Hunger Games, Maze Runner, Divergent, that was so much fun.
That was good. That was good cinema. That was good cinema. I love them all.
That's good literature.
I need to bring it back. I don't know why it died out.
Because they kind of overdid it. Like, suddenly we had so many so cliched dystopian novels. Like, everything was, it was mostly like a girl, a teenage girl who was somehow special and better than the rest. And she had like two love interests she had to choose between, and she had to save the world. And it got too cookie cutter. And then because the really awesome ones, like Hunger Games, just didn't come through anymore.
It's actually interesting because like the movies definitely overplayed the, like, which boy will she choose?
Love Triangle.
Yeah, exactly. They like overplayed it. But the actual like commentary, like, there's a very big like social commentary and stuff in the books, in the Hunger Games books especially. It's actually funny because like a lot of people who read those books as kids or whatever are now growing up to be like activists and stuff because they read those books. And it's just very interesting because, yeah, the movies definitely overplayed like the romance part, but the actual like context of the books is very interesting, especially because like it makes you think about like, what can the world be like for us? So
Hunger Games was amazing, but like some of the copycat books that came out, they just only focused on the cliche bits and kind of ignored the social commentary bits. Well, Hunger Games was amazing. Like, the love, that there was a love triangle, yeah, but it was really minor and was mostly just Katniss wasn't even really, she was forced into the love triangle, and were really awesome books. I'm actually re-listening to the audiobooks at the moment.
I love the Hunger Games, and yeah, it definitely, like, because Hollywood made the film, obviously a lot of the social commentary didn't come through in the movies, you know. I mean, just by casting like not actually teenagers in the roles where they're supposed to be 16. Like, imagine how much more shocking would have been to see like kids fighting to death, actual kids, and not like grown-ups pretending to be kids, you know. That's just starting by that, like when you I forgot the word. Adapting it into a movie like that just, yeah, took that part out.
Yeah, also the fact that they, as usual, kept everything PG-13, which, you know, the books are so brutal. They go into detail so much with the killing, and the movies just kind of glossed over all of that because, you know, it had to be for teenagers, which the books technically are, but also the if they really would have done the books justice in the movie, then they could not have kept the PG-13. Okay. So Angie, what kind of genre would you have picked if you would have had the time to take notes?
Wow, way to throw me under the bus. Now, I was thinking maybe making it a procedural or something. Making it a procedural, I was thinking, just because Julie can see ghosts. And you know, they always bring consultants when they're working with like detectives and stuff like that. So I was thinking they could bring Julie as a consultant into. I was just thinking of Lucifer and kind of like I was mixing that up a little bit. But using that as an entry point. Oh my gosh, apparently based on your face, you like this idea.
You care from my heart. I love those type of shows. Those type of shows like Psych, Lucifer. That
I was also thinking Psych because he's, you know, pretending to see the future and stuff like that.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, the girl who's any kind of show. Like, it's the one I would watch. It's like the Pacific trope that I go to all the time, 100%, no matter what it is. There's a police consultant and a police officer. So good. Kisses all around.
So how about the boys figure into this? Like,
they would be alive. I think they would be alive. And they would be the police stuff. Like, they would be alive in this thing. I don't know if all three maybe will make it a conflict. Not making it all three. But I would think at least two of them would be alive. And Julie would join, like, their unit, I suppose, as a consultant. Because, I mean, that's the whole point, right? They have to interact with Julie. Like, but she still can see ghosts. So that's, like, that's a way to add that element into this new show. Again, this is...
No, to be honest, it would be kind of fun if Julie isn't actually the consultant because she can see ghosts, but because she can see the boys and she can just like the boys can just go places where the police cannot go and where like be sneaky because nobody can see them. And that's just, Julie is actually just a translator for them. I could kind of imagine that as very funny too.
That's true, but that's too close to the actual show. So that's why I was like, nah, I have to make them alive. And like, she can still see ghosts to like, you know, in honor of what the show is actually about, like main show. But yeah, that's why I didn't decided to go that route. What I was thinking at least, right? That's a version, but I was just thinking they were all alive in this AU. We make Nick the ghost, switch it up.
I just think that's so cool because like that could be so useful if Julie could like speak to ghosts in that sort of situation. Like that would help out so much.
This episode, I can already visualize it in my head. Okay, he's an officer. He's serious on the job because I love these kind of shows. This sounds iconic. Okay. And it's just like, Julie witnesses, maybe someone died and Julie sees a ghost and she wants to help because she's that kind of person. And then she goes to Luke and she can't say she's a ghost. This also reminds me of iZombie because this is my favorite type of genre. And then she goes to Luke and Luke was like, how do you know? You don't know. And then they bond. She's like, your parents died. And she tells them this connection and then he believes her because he has to believe her because that's the pilot where the officer starts believing. So she's like, kisses. The way I need this. If this is not real, by 2023, someone's going to catch these hands. I need this so bad.
All should attempt to write a little bit of this, you know, of our ideas and try it.
I'll do more and I will keep going because I need it so bad. Lucifer just ended. I need my fix. I need it.
And I was thinking of all those shows. I was thinking of Psych too, of the fact, you know, that he pretends to be psychic and stuff like that. So I was like, I would go that route. I don't know why my brain went immediately like procedural. We're gonna make it a procedural.
It is so, you don't know how happy I am. This was a beautiful birthday present. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's so good.
Since we forgot your birthday yesterday, we are gonna give you lots of AUs today.
The ideas that feeds my brain. It just feeds my brain. I just need it. How the other boys fit in, I have no idea. They could be, you said they're cops too? Yeah, we'll put them in there.
Probably they're cops, they don't know. Too, yeah.
Because I like that dodgy business, like how they don't know that she can see ghosts, but only Luke does. They don't want to say because it's kind of weird. It'll be so good.
Right? I'm like, I might end up writing this. Eventually, though, I have other things to finish first.
I would cash out you $5 every chapter. I have a job now. I could afford this. Open a Patreon. I would drop you money on a monthly. I have a job now. Adult money.
That's a good incentive. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, eventually I'll get there.
The offer's not for the listeners. It's only for Angie. I'm not that kind of rich. I only fund her writing.
Good idea, guys.
That was so good. Wow. Okay, guys, we can't top that. It's only down from here. I'm sorry.
But I wanted to say maybe if our listeners have any genre swap ideas, please send them to us. We would be very interested. Like, what would you put? What genre would you like to see Julie and the Phantoms in?
I don't know if you can top this last one, but we still welcome all ideas.
Yeah, just try. Or just ask Andy for permission and try to write. Like, ask permission and take the plot bunny. I don't know.
I'm trying to think, what other genres would there be? Like, I guess it could be more of a sitcom vibe. There could be like a medical drama would be interesting.
I thought of medical, but I don't know enough about medicine too. And then medical dramas to me, they follow the same formula, but they're not as entertaining as police procedurals because police procedurals always have that dynamic of serious and not serious. And then medical dramas, not to group all of them together. It's just love triangles.
Anyway. Yeah, I was going to say it's harder.
Just thinking what other genres there technically would
Scrubs.
Be. Like.
That's the only medical drama. Not even, it's a comedy. Scrubs is the only good one because it didn't take itself seriously, which was fun.
I would love if there was like, you know, like the Looking Into the Camera thing. That's where Julian
a mockumentary. A mockumentary.
I would love that. And especially like, if they did it like Caleb too, like it wasn't just the boys, but like we got to see that side of it. You know, I want the mockumentary about the club. That's what I want. Like I want
that's
that.
That's awesome.
Like I think there's somebody did that actually on Tumblr. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
probably.
I think we talked about that when we went through the Julie and the Phantoms tag on Tumblr.
Yeah, if that was like an actual thing, beautiful. I would love that so much.
It would be so funny. I love shows that make fun of themselves, and then you just enjoy it. It is so good.
Alex would be the guy like looking into the camera every time anything. Yeah. The guys do, like Reggie and Luke, he'll be like
basically every time Reggie opens his mouth.
Exactly. And I feel like Reggie would use the camera as a therapy session. He would just keep talking. And they're like, okay, cut. And he would just keep talking and talking. And the other like cut.
I think it would also very much like Flynn's confessionals, like they're the camera thingies, like that would be very hilarious. I feel like Flynn could ramble a lot as well.
I would also love if it was like Luke and Julian, they're both like, I don't like the other person. And then like went back to the other one.
And like just have footage of them just staring at each other. They're like, oh, okay.
And Alex looks exactly into the camera and he's like, are you kidding me? I would love that.
Me, I don't like Julie. And then just go stares at her for 5 hours straight. I'd be so good.
Yeah.
The way we need all of these, wow.
Honestly, yeah, I'm like, when are we writing all of these? Because I want to read every single idea we've just said.
I need time because this is so, wow.
Can anyone tell that we're completely starved for Julian Defendant's content?
Yes, we are. We're starved.
Honestly.
We need so much. These fics aren't going to write themselves, people.
I wish they would, man. That would be so ideal.
Yeah.
That would be my superpower. If I had a superpower, I'm like, make this fic real. 100 chapters, 100K words right now. And I'll just send the link to everyone. We're like, yeah, guys, look at this.
If anybody knows of any fics that are like our ideas, please send them to us.
Please do, because we would love to read them.
Also, if you want to write ours, just like ask us and then we'll probably say yes.
Yeah, because we want to read it.
100%. Every genre. Just drop one.
Honestly, we just want another season, Netflix. Come on.
Yeah, please. It's been so long. It's been 13 months.
Please.
Just give us something.
Please.
Like, we're asking, but at the same time, we're no longer asking Netflix. Come on.
Yeah, we're no longer asking.
We're demanding.
I want us, if they still don't do it, I say that, like, a group of people get together and make their own voice for the second season, except, like, really bad costumes, really bad, like, everything, like, low budget, but a second season, I would love that to happen. Yeah,
and it doesn't even need to be all live action. Some people could animate it. Some people could, I don't know, sock puppets. I don't care. Just do something. We'll clip it together. Don't worry about it. We'll do episode by episode.
I just have like the mental image of a show where like every scene is a different version. Like one is terrible acting from people who definitely are basically in their backyard. And then like sock puppets. And then we have like animation and like claymation. And it's very hilarious. Maybe like shadow figures. Like just every scene is a different kind of way.
I just need anything. Put it together.
We could honestly make, if enough people, if we actually want to do this, and if enough people sent like videos in, we could make like a Julian the Phantoms fan movie just using different clips that people send in.
It would be funny, and people just making their own clips, and then none of them connect, and we just go, okay, go with it. Or we write a script and we divide it. Like, okay, you do this piece, these do this piece, you do this piece, and the way you do it, it's up to you.
That would be hilarious.
It would be funny.
I mean, at this rate, if they don't give a season two, we have to write season two.
I mean, I don't know how long it's gonna take me to get to Canada, but I'll go to Vancouver and set up my setting. I'll put my phone on a tripod and then just hope for the best. I'll go on Tumblr, I'm like, casting call for a show that's definitely not Julie and the Phantoms, but it kind of is the same thing.
I'm just like, actually the casting call, like there's actually written casting for a show that's definitely not Julie and the Phantoms.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
Call it Pooley and the Jantum. Just come.
You guys
completely different.
When musicals are put online and people put like slime tutorial or something, that's definitely not this. You know, something like that.
Like
definitely not a Julian the Phantoms movie.
And ghosts appear. And then we put the emojis. I love when I found Waitress, they're like a lady talking about pies. And I was like, great, you gotta love it. And I was like, time for good one. Oh, that was so good. They're so creative with their titles. It's hilarious.
What are we going to do? All right. We should start planning all of these. <It's> clearly, Netflix is not going to give it to like
next time, after Halloween, we're going to come back to Julie. I mean, to Angie's idea, because I want to talk about it again.
Perfect. Yeah, of course. Hey, we can write the thing like this. Like, we get the ideas and I can write it. If we have the ideas, I'll write it.
It's going to be a pop fic now because we don't have nothing to talk about. We're just going to write.
Exactly.
By the way, would I just remember, do you want to do your Dante and Frago, Connor? I'm sorry, I cannot pronounce the name for some reason. You wanted to tell us more about them.
Do you have an update for us? This is the Dante and Frago segment. I love
it. You didn't get to do it last time because you had to leave.
this week on Dante and Fuego. Let me remember where Dante and Fuego, okay, where I remember ending up in Dante and Fuego was Caleb found out they were snooping around his business. I can't remember what I said last, but I remembered I said they can't speak because they too much.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think you said because he actually killed one of them so they would become a ghost.
Yeah, I don't remember which one I said was Dante and which one was Fuego, but I think, I can't remember, but okay, one of them. Caleb killed one of them, and then I believe it was Dante who found out, and Dante was like, okay, I gotta tell the guy I'm falling in love with that he killed him, that's why you can't remember how you died, right? So, and then Caleb found out, he took away their ability to speak, and that's why in the show they cannot talk, because I noticed they don't speak. So I was like, okay, from here, they can't talk, because if they can't talk, they can't tell everybody else. So where we go from there, I'm trying to think. I was thinking about incorporating everyone else because I feel like in this, like, because it's still centered around them. Maybe they can meet Julie. Maybe she could regain them their ability to speak again because, you know, Julie's special and she could do everything. So maybe one day she runs into them. She sees the boys, so I'm assuming she could see other ghosts too. Or maybe she bumps into them because she can make ghosts tangible, assuming so, because she hugged the boys in the last episode of the first season. So maybe she bumps into them and then she says, oh, I'm sorry. And then one of them does in passing say, it's okay. And they realize they could speak again. Like, oh shit, we could talk. So, but they have to keep it a secret from Caleb. And then they only know their only inkling to get to the outside world without being suspicious is Willie, because Willie's always leaving. So like, okay, we're going to beat Caleb this way. And then that's where we leave off because they have a new plan. Thank you for the update. See you next time.
Perfect. Okay. It's official now. It's just a whole segment. Every episode you have to have an update for us, unless we forget, which we probably will, but
I'm just gonna replace the rant segment with the Dante and Fuego segment.
Well, the rant segment can also happen. I feel like it's just both things. We have multiple segments, you know.
I feel like this whole podcast is a bunch of segments put together. It's
just a bunch of... Isn't that what all podcasts are?
Actually, yes.
We're just lighting this up with them. I mean, giving them so many good ideas.
Yes, yeah. Idea bank.
Exactly.
We can make your dystopian thing a segment too. So every week you have a different like update on that.
That way you don't have to write the fic, you just speak it.
I would love if like, if you're truly in the fandom director out there and you're listening to this, please take one of our ideas.
I don't need money, I just need credit.
Yeah, exactly.
You can find a different job that way. I need you to help me help you.
Yeah. We can be included in the 5-minute credits after the episode.
Oh my god, yeah, exactly.
I just need something to put on my resume. I feel like we're a bunch of children and our mom just left us home alone because Inga left.
That's exactly what happened. We're like, what do we do now?
Mom left me in charge.
It's my turn with the brain, so
it's my turn with the outro, but nobody actually wants it. It was fun, guys.
It was. Honestly, all the ideas, man, I want to read. You should write your dystopian thing because I will read it.
Yeah, I want Julie, like, having to, like, want her mom, but wanting the bad ghost to go away. I need that. I need the drama.
I'll consider doing it if I have time.
Like, she's a college student now. She don't got time.
Right. I mean, I think, unless you guys want to talk about anything else.
You know, my brain is running dry right now.
Mom left us unsupervised, so I think we cut it short.
Until she comes back. Okay, now the ghost of Inga is going to do the outro right now.
If you want to contact us, you can find us on Instagram and Tumblr as Julie and the Podcasters and on Twitter as JAT Podcasters. You can also email us at julieandthepodcasters@gmail.com or send us a voice message on Anchor. And of course, you can rate and review us on iTunes and any other podcast platforms that allow that. We'd love to hear from you no matter if it's questions, feedback, or your thoughts on the show in general or a specific episode. Tell your friends!
Tell your friends!